Hi, it's Daryl Turner, and thanks for joining me on this week's podcast. This week, I want to talk to the title salespeople, and I want to talk about the greatest struggles that they typically face. Now, if you're a sales rep or a sales executive or a marketing rep or whatever you want to call yourself, and you work for a title agency or a direct operation, there's some similar things that you deal with that all title reps deal with. There's common objections. There's the normal situations. And what I want to talk to you about today is what your real role is. Okay. Now, I know that chances are you pride yourself in some sense with customer retention and the customers that really like you and who keeps coming back and all of that. And that's great. You don't want to lose a single customer. In fact, retention is part of your job. But notice how I said it is part of your job. The typical title sales rep puts 90 to 95% of their focus on calling on, spending time with, and working with existing clients. Now, if you're in an operation that you have closing services as well as title insurance, it's undeniable that that escrow officer, that closer, whatever you call that particular person in your company, it's undeniable that they possess a very, very strong force in that customer retention. I mean, let's face it. If you start mistreating a customer, in most cases, now, in an operation that has closing services, and it's not just title only, but if you begin to upset a customer and you do it enough, that escrow officer of yours is going to get a call from that customer saying, hey, please send me another sales rep. But if the escrow officer or closer continually mistreats the customer, most of the time that customer is going to leave. So the rule here is the escrow officer or closer, they possess retention power. What do you do as a sales rep? You should be supporting that retention. Now, as long as you keep that in mind and you remain focused on that portion of the process, then you're going to be relatively safe. But how do you become completely safe? How do you really grow your business? How do you become an undeniable asset to your company? It's pretty simple. You add customers and then you maximize the volume from those new customers. I want you to think about this. You know, if you were to keep all of your existing customers happy and you were to keep all of your existing customers, will that grow your business? Think about this. Let's say your business is slow 1 month. You're off. The order count is low, okay? And you keep all of your customers happy in that situation. At the end of the day, your order count will still be low, because if your business is down, it's because their business is down. So the only way to truly and authentically grow your business is to increase the number of customers that are coming in the door each day. That's the role of a title salesperson. And as long as you, as a sales professional for your title company, spend 70 to 75% of your time focused on adding customers and adding volume from those new customers, and the remaining maybe 25% working with retention efforts. How about that? Working with your escrow units or your closers to maintain those existing customers. You're going to be very, very solid. So today, really, what are we talking about? The role of a title salesperson. Now, if you're in a title-only operation, there are certain markets that are title-only, then this doesn't completely apply to you. But if you're title-only, you've got TOs, title officers, that are interacting with the customers. And if they build relationships, you have your version of the same scenario. So keep in mind, the only way to truly grow your income is to grow the revenue. And the only way to grow the revenue outside of the market getting better is to add customers. Hey, I hope this podcast has helped you today. Pass this on to your friends, pass this on to other people in the business. And as always, if you have any questions for me, you can email me directly at info@darylturner.com. Thanks for listening.